to you all. I'm TJ Holmes.
Yes, good morning, everybody. I'm Betty Nguyen. Thanks so much for joining us. All right, let's get to our top stories right now. John Yetta, an American sentenced to 7 years with hard labor in Myanmar. He is arriving right there, as you see it, in Bangkok. He had been arrested for going to the home of pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is under house arrest. Now, Virginia Senator Jim Webb negotiated his release from a Myanmar jail, and it is the first time in more than a decade that a member of Congress has visited Myanmar. I want to get you this news as well. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake has struck off the western coast of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Now, there is no word yet on any possible damages or injuries and no immediate tsunami warning. So we are watching very closely that part of the world for you, and we'll bring you developments.
Also, keeping an eye on a couple of tropical storms. You see the big guy and the little lady in this picture, essentially. They're churning in the Atlantic. Tropical storm Ana, she's headed towards the Virgin Islands. That's the one a little on the left of your screen. You can see a little formation, a little spinning going on there. Our Reynolds Wolf tells us Bill, which is the one, the big boy in the back there, tells us he has the potential to possibly become a Category 3 hurricane, and already some warnings and watches have been posted for some parts of Florida. Also, President Obama and his family visiting the Grand Canyon today. Last night, he held another town hall meeting in Colorado where he went after critics of his health care goals. He called some of the knocks against his reform plan, and I quote here, dishonest.
Take it to Taiwan now. Some much-needed international aid arriving in villages just cut off by mudslides and flooding. Typhoon Morakot battered the island last week, triggering the worst weather disaster there in 50 years. That storm is blamed for killing at least 120 people, but thousands of survivors, they are temporarily in shelters at this moment, and many of them still in villages, and they're trying to be rescued by volunteers, so we're on top of that story as well. And this, about 2,000 firefighters are on the scene of this blaze in Santa Cruz, California. It is one of 11 wildfires burning right now out west. The Lockheed Fire has burned nearly 7,000 acres since Wednesday and forced nearly 3,000 people to evacuate. It's now about 30% contained.